You know, there's another whole category of studies which go along with treatment trials. And there's another one that SWOG's involved in that's chaired by Dr. Tony Wozniak, which is looking at a exercise intervention in patients who have had combined modality therapy for stage 3 disease versus usual care. It's based on typical physical therapy type regimen of the 6-minute walk, improving endurance. Patients are taught graded exercises in physical therapy or pulmonary rehabilitation departments, and it's randomized against usual care to see if, in fact, quality of life is better, pulmonary reserve is better. This is a forgotten area. These patients really come out of these combined modality regimens pretty beat up sometimes in terms of their just normal reserve and their energy level. And, you know, there they are. So we had this study tied to one of our phase 3 trials that had erlotinib in it that was closed early. So now we're opening this up to any chemo radiation prescription. As long as the patient's not progressed after completing it with their disease, then they can go on this. So that's another area of survivorship research that we've become involved in.
That's interesting. There's also, you're starting to see evidence about lifestyle issues maybe reducing the rate of recurrence. We've seen that in colon cancer. We have breast cancer in terms of both exercise and decreased dietary fat. Any reason to think exercise might actually have an anti-tumor effect in lung cancer?
Well, the study won't be powered to look at that, but I think that would be the next step. You would want to test it in a much larger situation to see if that would occur.
Do you recommend exercise to your patients?
In lung cancer?
Yeah.
Yes, because they are deconditioned. There's no doubt about it at many levels. Even patients with stage 4 disease who are in chemotherapy, I encourage them to maintain a walking regimen or to keep their energy level up.
Interesting. How do you find patients responding to that? Are they able to do that? Are they interested in doing that?
A lot of times they need a little bit of guidance, so I will write a referral to the physical therapy department to do the sort of thing that I just described that we're putting in our trial to teach them what to do.